Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for the seed. The Lord says, I bring you into a season of greater faith. I bring you into a season where you're going to come into a time of power, power of your mind that is going to begin to cause you to come into a season of new blessings. For the spirit of favor is upon thee. For this is a season where things that will seem as if they're almost magical, if I want to say that word to you. Because whatever you say, God says, so shall it be. What seemed to be impossible shall now become possible. What seemed to have been stuck is being released. For my favor, I wave it upon thee. So he says, speak the word and decree the word. For the Lord says, the spirit of abundance is upon thee. No matter how far and wide, the Lord says, you're about to prosper. And you're going to transform some things because he's transforming some things in your life. No matter how crazy things may have seemed to be, or whatever dream, how crazy it may be, no matter how lofty it may be, the God says there is possibility all around thee. For the Lord says you're going to be unstoppable, and your optimism and your energy, your drive, your determination, your courage shall also be unstoppable. And God said, I inspire you, because the Spirit is inspiring you to reach to new heights. New heights in love, new heights in service, new heights in ministry, new heights in the spirit, new heights even in mentorship. For the Spirit says that he's working hard behind the scenes, and I'm going to bring rewards unto thee. For the Lord says, watch whom you share things with. Don't be tempted to broadcast your dreams, your actions. Restrain this, saith the Lord of hosts, because it could erode the support and the things that God is desiring to bring your way. For the Lord says, I'm taking care of things that you know not even of. I'm taking care of hidden problems. Oh, God says you're going to find that you're going to walk into a season of appreciation and prominence. Because I see authority figures blessing you. People who can make decisions will favor thee. For the Spirit of the Lord says, prepare. Because I'm bringing you into a place where you're going to acquire some new things. And as I looked up into the Spirit, I heard the Lord say that some powerful things are opening up for thee. And you will see a shifting in the Spirit. For the Lord says, I help thee in this season. Because you're going to break away from some things. And you're going to feel so much more confident. And you're going to begin to see that people in power shall be impressed with your ideas. New professional opportunities. You're going to land some new things in this season. Because God says your income is about to rise. But keep track of your expenses as well. For the Spirit is moving in this hour. Oh, watch me, saith the Lord of hosts. Because even from the 4th of October to around about the 25th of October, for that shall be a time that shall impact thee. Don't be surprised if old issues and relationships begin to surface, but be at peace. Circle the 8th of October. Because you expect sudden and unexpected emotional issues related to love or children or siblings to show up. Circle the 23rd of October. Because new opportunities could surface to work behind the scenes in some capacity. You're going to have the power to begin to deal with some things from the past as well. I want to thank you for your seed. I want you to hold fast to what thus saith the Lord and watch God move in your life in an unusual way. Oh, there is a shifting of the Spirit. For in this season, God says he's bringing into focus and you're going to be able to achieve your wishes and your dreams. God is touching your career area and God said he's smoothing things out. Financial matters that may have been stalled or delayed will now begin to move. Father says beneficial things are coming your way. Get ready because the Spirit is going to usher in some new friendships and new opportunities for achieving your wishes and your dreams. Now, I do feel that next month, friends or people from your past could resurface. Old individuals, don't let them tempt you. For the Lord says, prepare. And don't get caught up in arguments. Spirit is heightening and increasing your prophetic gifting as well. A dream can also begin to take off for the next 3 months. round the 23rd again of October, God's going to open up opportunities where you're going to be able to develop your strong prophetic gifting. Thank you once again for your seed.
I hear the word of the Lord say to you today in this month of September. Father God says as September continues, this is a great season to begin to work on family and self. I hear Father God saying this is the season as you begin to move forward in your creative side. God says this is the season of growth and progress. I also hear Father God saying this is the season of transformation. I hear Father God saying this is the season that you're transforming into what you've been designed to be, do, and have. Now I hear Father God saying, let the past be the past. Father God says, release the past in this season. Any relationships or partnerships that have not been building, any relationships or partnerships that have been stagnant, God says, let them be. Father God says, do not revive in this season. Father God says, this is the season to move forward. But Father God says, you're in the driver's seat. Move forward in faith and not fear. I hear Father God saying this is a season that you're going to begin to develop some new business systems. Father God says new business ideas. Father God says let them grow and work through them. And Father God says this is going to begin to bring you forward in a new way. I hear Father God saying this is a season where you're going to be meeting with influential individuals. I hear Father God says this is a season to begin to even go within because Father God says you're not going to do without. Father God says this is the season to be conscious of your surroundings. God says be conscious of your environment in this season. Father God says this is the season to begin to move forward in faith and not fear. And I also hear Father God saying this is the season where delay doesn't mean denial. God says this is a season to begin to even make sure you set aside personal time for prayer and meditation. I also hear Father God saying clean out the clutter mentally and emotionally in this season. And I also hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to begin to make a place for everything. Everything has a place in this season. God says organize, strategize. Anything concerning the home, any decisions that need to be made concerning the home and family needs to be made in meditation and prayer. Father God says don't make any hasty decisions. Father God says don't move in any murmuring or gossiping in this month. Father God says this is the season to support family, support friendships. I hear Father God saying this is the season to make sure your intentions are in the correct manner. Father God says set your intentions to have more harmonious relationships and partnerships. I hear Father God saying teamwork will be celebrated in this month, so make sure you're celebrating team and not working alone. I also hear Father God saying community. Father God says you'll be building community in this season. For Father God says home and family are your priority. Focus on your home and family in this season. And Father God says any challenges will be resolved in a peaceful manner. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Roshan. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying much security in this season. And I'm hearing God say that you have a voice that will change things. Because I'm hearing God call you humanitarian for the community, much community work. And God is saying that you're going to be a mentor to many. God says that you have a voice, you have a story to be heard, and you have lives to change. And that is the word of the Lord.
Brother Rashad, and I hear the word of the Lord for you. God says he's giving you the ability to write. There's a writer deep on the inside of you. And God says he's giving you favor for grants. He's giving you favor for scholarships. He's giving you ability to write proposals for .org organizations. He's just giving you such a green light. There's coming partnerships that's going to help you launch some things that you've had before God. God says, write the vision down, make it plain, that he may run us that readeth it. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Roshan. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, worry not and fret not. For I hear Father God saying, this is the season to ask and it shall be given, knocking your doors have been opened. Father God says, this is the season to take new action. Father God said, fret not. For Father God says, you're a natural born leader. And Father God is saying, lead. This is your season to lead. I do hear Father God saying, this is also your season to plan and organize. For Father God says, this is the season to build the systems and the strategies and work with structure. Father God says, new structure and new order in this season. For Father God says, you're, You're setting up a divine plan in this season. Father God says plan and organize, and that is the word of the Lord.
Well, once again, I want to thank you, Brother Jones, for the seed of 4190. No man of God, that you're going to grow in wisdom and strength and knowledge. And as you follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, the Lord said, I will lead thee and I will guide thee. And you're going to be able to make right decisions for the next 60 to 90 days. For I will bring you into a time of power and glory and ambition. I will give you the gift of gab, the gift of communication, the gift of even persuasion in this hour. And you will step into a season of new beginnings, for because God said there's greatness buried deep down into the belly of thy soul. You're going to find that you're going to benefit in this season because of your gifts shall make room for thee. For I heard the Lord says that you're going to attract those whom are of like spirit. For I heard God say, prepare, because you're in a season where he says use wisdom in your relationships as well, and have a listening ear. Have a listening ear and a feeling heart to be able to hear what others are saying in this hour and in this season. For this is a season where also real estate shall bless you, but guard your words again, because your words can boomerang back to you. So guard your words, because your words can miss out and cause you to miss out on some deals. I can tell you that this is a season where the Lord says, prepare. Because he says, don't burn bridges. Do not burn bridges, because you won't be able to cross them again. If you got to walk away from someone or a situation, then go ahead and do that. But guard your words. For the Lord says, watch how you close doors. For this is a season where you're going to discover new things in this season. For I will do a new thing deep down inside of thee, and I will bless the works of your hands, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you once again, Brother Jones, for the miracle seed. Just know that you're in a season of great authority. You're in a season of new beginnings. You're in a season of a fresh start. Now, the Lord says, let diplomacy have its place in thee. Let unconditional love have its place in thee. Be diplomatic in your communications once again. And that is the word of the Lord. Thank you, Brother Jones.